Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Philadelphia's DeBruno Brothers expected to open their seventh store this month in the suburbs.
This project was start and stop probably three or four times.
So where are they opening this month?
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at the soon-to-come DeBruno Brothers out in Wayne. They are still putting together the finishing touches and getting their PLCB liquor licenses. They are expected to be open sometime in the next couple of weeks, definitely by the end of the month. You can check their Instagram for an exact date when they are ready to do so. But with me here in the store is Bill Minucci, who is Danny DeBruno's grandson and the owner of DeBruno Brothers. They're branching out into Wayne. First of all, congratulations.
Well, thank you and welcome to Wayne. The new member of the DeBruno families is here at the heart of Wayne. And I'm so thrilled that you're one of the first people to walk in the store. You get a sneak peek.
Thank you. And okay, so the first thing that I noticed were the giant cheese wheels and this center counter, which you're known for because you have that in Rittenhouse too. So what can people expect from this store? And can you describe it a little bit?
Of course. Yeah, so we've been around for 80 years, so we don't want to mess with works. But we also think, you know, we love that we have the opportunity in a food business here to reinvent the store a little bit. And so we took a lot of the best practices and layout and design of our Chestnut Street store. We absolutely take the charm and warmth of our Italian market store, and we combine them together into what I call this store that's about a food theater. At the new store in Wayne, we're hoping that their customers will spend 2 hours and not 20 minutes. They'll come here to eat, to shop, and learn. And I think what's most different about this is the eating component, that we've incorporated multiple food service areas where you can sit and have Roman-style pizza, a glass of wine, a bowl of pasta. We're going to have an outdoor terrace. And you're not just going to come here and shop, but you're going to come here and dine. And that is so important nowadays, we think, for people to, after this COVID situation, that we get a chance to congregate again and celebrate with great food and great people. And this store is going to allow us and our customers to do it.
Now, the nature of the store is different, that it's out in the suburbs. You share a parking lot with the Lancaster Farmers Market, and people are coming with their cars, so they're probably going to be buying more because they don't have to walk home. Mm. They're also hanging out because they don't have to, like, run to work. Well, maybe they do have to run to work. I don't know. But it does seem like a different kind of vibe because of your location.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, our guests and customers in this store will be driving a lot of them, so hopefully they'll be able to get larger bags. And a lot of our customers in Center City buy for the night. We're hoping our customers will buy and treat themselves for, you know, family style and for events and family gatherings. You know, what you have here in Wayne is an 8,000 square foot food theater, from great grilled cheese and pizza to our cheeses, which you already saw. DeBruno's would be nothing without our large cheese selection. But as well as, you're going to have craft beers and wine. We're going to have a great caviar selection and foie gras. We have pastas and olive oils and vinegars from Italy. And, you know, I think most importantly, that DeBruno hospitality. The warm hospitality that you get in all our stores. Our cheesemongers, our fishmongers, they're all going to be here. We put really, I think, a great group of our best mongers that represent this store. It's a real tribute to the legacy. I think it's an evolution of the Bruno Brothers. There's something for everyone.
Let's talk about that evolution of the Bruno Brothers because, you know, I hate to say it, but like 20 years ago, you guys are 80 years old. I've been here for 20. Were you still only in the market or were you just starting to branch out?
Yeah, well, when we took over, my cousins and I, the third generation in 1990, we still had a little cheese shop at the Italian market. And that's where we cut our teeth there. With Uncle Joe and Uncle Dominic and Aunt Rita.
Right, the original Italian market spot.
That's right. And since then, we've grown into seven locations. And each one was, you know, I'll be honest with you, it was an important decision that we represent the brand and a legacy. And we're not about growing bigger as much as growing deeper, making sure we always keep that DeBruno vibe, that DeBruno feel, that DeBruno hospitality. I'm really confident we did that here in Wayne as well. We'll never grow beyond that hospitality, that DeBruno warmth that you get at every store.
When did you start expanding past that little shop in the Italian market?
Yeah.
Because this is, I mean, 8,000 square feet. Everybody knows how small the stores are in the Italian market.
Yeah, well, thanks for raising. So we have a store in the Ardmore Farmers Market, and that was our first venture outside Philadelphia. And we really very much see us as an exclusively Philly company, you know. We love Philadelphia. We love being part of the landscape of the city. But Ardmore is, a lot of our customers were in the suburbs, and it's, I guess the city definitely expands out. A lot of our customers do. So being in Ardmore since, I guess, 2011, we realized that the market here in the main line is really underserved. And we had to find the right space with the right parking that felt right. And Wayne definitely welcomed us with open arms.
You think they know that you're cheese royalty here?
Yeah. I think we have a lot of our customers. And I'll tell you, I have to say, the Lancaster Farmers Market is iconic. And we're thrilled to be neighbors with a group of merchants who've been doing great things for a lot of years. So we're in really good company with Lancaster Farmers Market. We're going to share customers. We're going to share a parking lot. And I know we're going to work together and have some outdoor affairs in the summer. So there's a lot to come. The best is yet to come, I think, for all of us.
All right, let's talk about the cheese. Everybody loves the cheese. All right, these wheels, I can see that they look like the cases. What can you tell me about that? And when they have cheese in them, how heavy are those things?
Well, we import directly from Italy. You know, listen, my grandfather started the Bruno Brothers as the House of Cheese, and we will always be the House of Cheese. So I think amongst everything you see here, you'll come and get the best cheese experience.
The cheese is the centerpiece. You got the cheese right in the middle.
I mean, these wheels are, we have wheels from 1 pound to 200 pounds. And literally, a 200-pound wheel takes four people to carry in. It takes about 20 minutes to cut up. But, you know, the old cave-aged cheeses were literally aged in caves, and the larger, the better they age. So, you know, if there's any category or group of foods we're great at, it is our cheese.
What about the hanging cheese? I like those from the Italian. That makes me think of the Italian market.
Yeah, some people have banged their heads on the provolones over the years or got a little lump, but it's a lump worth getting, I guess. But, yeah, well, listen, cheese is a living thing, and something like people, like us, the older it gets, often the better it gets, and sometimes the sharper it gets, mostly. So if you know how to age cheese, and I think we've got some good practice over the last 80 years, we know when a cheese is perfectly ripened and sharp. And, you know, many cheeses, when you see out, are really at their best aging. We've got a long history of knowing how to age the right provolone to the perfect sharpness. And you'll have plenty of that in our new store.
Besides this being a family business, what is it that you love about cheese?
What do I love about cheese? I guess cheese and great food bring people together. Listen, it's been a tough year, right? But, you know, people still and have probably spent more time eating great food. And I don't know, food's comfort. Food and family, they go together, it's comfort. Cheese is just, you know, our key category, I guess. But we love it all, you know, and we're very fortunate to have such a great brand that my grandfathers and uncles started, and great employees every day who represent the brand. There's a lot of love in this company, and there's a lot of love for cheese, for sure.
You've expanded. About how many employees do you have now?
We're proud to have over 350 employees.
And how many here in Wayne?
In Wayne, we'll have over 40 to start off, but we think there's more to come. It's an amazing store. It's exceeded our expectations, the whole thing. And we're very proud of it, and we can't wait to be part of the community here.
So cheese is the central part here, but you also have prepared foods. You also have wine.
Yeah, let me tell you about the assortment here. We have an amazing European coffee bar with fresh baked pastries. We've partnered with Cafe Umbria, a company from Italy and Seattle who have third generation. We have prepared foods. We have cheese and charcuterie. We have a arrosto. Arrosto is our take on a rotisseria, where we're going to have from chicken every night to beef, pork, and turkey. We have the cucina bar, which is a pizza and grilled cheese bar. We'll be slicing and carving Imbirico hams and prosciutto every day, making fresh mozzarella. And then we have the Bar Alimentari, which is going to have small plates of cheese, charcuterie, and great wines, local beer, and craft beers. And there's so much more. I can't even remember it all because it's...
You mentioned in the beginning you're going to have eventually classes and stuff.
Oh, eating, shopping, and learning. You're going to come here to eat. You're going to come here to shop and learn. We're going to invite some of the best Philadelphia chefs and food artisans to join us. Like, our store is your store. We say that a lot to our partners. And we want to celebrate great food and great people. And one thing about Philadelphia and Wayne, the food community, even through these difficult times, have stuck together. And we are, you know, one pretty happy family who got each other's back. And I know we'll get a big rally here in Wayne as well.
Speaking of these difficult times, what kind of a crazy person opens during the pandemic?
I think we needed that North Star, to be honest with you. We had this plan prior to the pandemic.
Have you just been, like, waiting for the pandemic to be over and then it's just never over?
It was a touch and go, but... we were very unsure about everything, like everybody. So I'd be kidding if I said we had a perfect plan. It just felt that 2021 was going to be right. We felt 2021 was going to be a year not just for DeBruno Brothers, but for all of us to get back our balance, our traction. And listen, we don't have a crystal ball, but we just went for it.
So what was the thought about the coronavirus?
Oh, yeah. So this project was start and stop probably 3 or 4 times, both, let's say, with our construction, with our banks, with the community in general, even within the family. We wanted to make sure we were doing the right thing at the right time. And it started to feel right towards, I guess, you know, the end of last year. And we put a target out there, and here we are.
So you must be hopeful because you're opening a giant 8,000 square foot store. Like, as far as coronavirus goes, a lot of people are like, you know, when's it over? When's it over?
Yeah, we choose faith here at DeBruno's for sure. Hope, faith that cheese lovers are abound and they're unwavering over time. This investment, this store, this marketplace is not about a year or two. It's about the next 10, 20 years, God willing. We are planting our roots here in Wayne. And we expect to be part of the community for years to come. And we can't be more excited because of all that we've been through. That we all need a little bit of optimism, hope. And we have great faith that this store is going to be successful because we have the DeBruno legacy behind us.
So how do you go from a tiny little cheese shop in the Italian market to 7 locations? This is number 7 or 8?
This is number 7.
7 locations. Describe the progression.
Oh, how much time do you have? I would say that we went with our hearts most of the time. New stores are about really the momentum of the city of Philadelphia. We listen to our customers. There's no perfect strategy. We've made a lot of mistakes along the way. We've had a lot of setbacks, and I think we learned as much from our setbacks as our successes. We have been blessed with a great brand, great customers, great employees. I wouldn't say there's a perfect strategy, but we always believed that the best is yet to come, and there's more people who love cheese out there, and we're going to bring the love to them. And I can't say enough about, you know, part of growing a business, no matter what it is having great people and great employees. And the last year has defined our employee loyalty beyond my expectations. The gratitude we have for our employees and our customers is never been greater. And I think I'm not the only one who feels that way in the food business in particular.
All right, when we come back together, what's on your cheese board?
When we come back together, we're going to have a nice bottle of wine for us, okay? We're going to have more time. And we're going to have some Imbirico ham from Spain with some beautiful Manchego. But we're also going to complement those Spanish vibes with some good Italian anchovies and sardines. I'm sure Chef will craft up a couple of fine pasta dishes for us. And absolutely a triple cream cheese with truffles. And we'll definitely have to indulge in that together. And that's just the beginning.
I never thought of putting sardines on a cheese board. I like that. The ultimate cheese board. I feel like I always ask you that when I see you.
Salty and sweetness. With the right balance of salt, sweetness, and then texture. Oh, yeah. No.
So what's the sweet on the cheese board?
Oh, in the sweet, we can go towards some cheese, but we have the sweet wine with Imbirico ham is sweet. We could do some toffee cashews. And, you know, believe it or not, at DeBruno's, we've done cheese and chocolate pairings very successfully. So don't you worry. If not, we'll just put some great fresh fruit on that plate.
I'm ready for coronavirus to be over so we can have a party.
I think you're not alone in that. I think we're all looking for us to party. And I think that's, if I may, food is part of great celebrations, and DeBruno's will bring the great food to any celebration for our customers and guests. That's why we're here, and we can't wait to celebrate.
What was the space before you built it all out?
Well, before we built it out, believe it or not, it was five different stores. Five different. We combined five locations. A kitchen capers, a dry cleaners, a Rita's water ice, a laundromat, and a nail salon. And there was something else as well. So we got over 8,000 square feet, and we broke down the walls, and we pulled up floors, and we combined it all into one great space.
And then you had to build out your kitchen and build out your counters in the middle.
Oh, we have a full commercial kitchen here. We have beautiful millwork from cases from Italy, featuring all our prosciuttos and salamis and our new line of charcuterie. We've all heard of charcuterie, but charcuterie is cured seafood. Offerings in Italy and Spain are very popular, and we're bringing them to the States. So you're going to have octopus sausage is one of the more popular ones.
Tell me about that.
Octopus sausage, it's like a cured salami, but it's cured octopus. And served with a little olive oil and lemon on bread or just by itself. It makes a great hors d'oeuvre. It's part of the tin fish scene. People are getting in incorporating cured fish or tin fish into their antipasto offering. And I think you're going to find some things here at DeBruno Brothers that you wouldn't think of, like octopus sausage.
You've got the sausage, but then you're talking about the tin fish. Is that like high-end fish, like a sardine can?
Yeah, it's not your grandmother's tuna fish, that's for sure. These things, we will have mussels, cured sardines, anchovies, but of really high quality to lobster meat, and you have crab meat. But these are really select products that were packaged in Spain and Italy, put in pure 100% extra virgin olive oil. It's a really cool craze. And the fun thing about it is each of the tins are their own art. So you can do colorful displays, not just of the fish, but put the tins out there, and they make for a decorative table.
So that goes on the cheese board.
Combined with a cheese board, yes.
Combined with the cheese board.
Yeah, some people don't always love seafood and cheese, but at DeBruno's, we take risks.
So the octopus sausage, what makes it solid like that? Is there like a jelly in there? Or?
Yeah, it is. It's cured, so it's air cured, so it's hung cured like a salami, but they put it in a casing. And in the casing, they have some gelatin. But it's really, it's a pure product. It's a pure, cured product. Yeah, you wouldn't think of it. But it's here at DeBruno's, we are culinary pioneers.
So if you put out the boards, it's like, so charcuterie, cheese, and
charcuterie. Be the first to experiment with charcuterie.
Is that hot in Italy? Like, have they been doing that for a while?
In Europe and Italy, years. If you go to little tapas bars, they always have a great tuna or octopus or sardine offering with great olive oil and some beautifully fresh baked bread, olives. So, yeah, we're bringing a little Europe to Philly and Wayne.
I've never heard of charcuterie. Is that new here in Philly?
Yeah, there's some people who are really doing a great job with tin fish. But, yeah, it's not your most known about category. So, welcome to DeBruno's, Wayne, and have your first taste of octopus sausage.
Guys are, you know, bringing new trends in.
It's our job. We love it. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
All right. Bill Minucci is the grandson of Danny DeBruno. He is carrying on the legacy here in Wayne, 385 West Lancaster Avenue, and they will be open with their seventh store by the end of the month, and they're going to put it out on Instagram and Facebook, let everybody know exactly when the opening date is. Thank you so much.
And you'll be one of the first persons I email to let everybody
know. A personal invitation.
A personal invitation. Thank you, Hadas. Always good to see you. Keep up your good work.
Aw, thank you. Good eating.
Thank you. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.